I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, January 18. Coming up, manufacturers urged to implement energy solutions, $2.5 billion allocated for re-verification of voters' list, and Port Authority to get 3 pilot boats. The details after the break.
Entrepreneurs, if you live in an NHT scheme and have a big business idea, or if you own a business you want to take off, then enter the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge. Get business training, mentorship, and a chance to win a share of over $10 million in business development awards. That's the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge. Deadline is January 20, 2017. Visit nht.gov.jm or any NHT office for details.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is encouraging local manufacturers to invest in sustainable energy solutions where possible as part of efforts to reduce the country's carbon footprint. Mr. Holness made the statement following a tour and official opening of Jerry and Nephew's state-of-the-art environmental investments and photovoltaics system Wednesday.
The government is impressed with what has been done and the commitment and investment of the Campari Group to ensure continued success while not compromising the environment. From my perspective, I see this as a very good example of good corporate citizenship, of protecting the environment, and the implementation of sustainable solutions into your industrial production.
The Prime Minister says the drive to achieve economic growth requires Jamaica's manufacturers to reduce the country's dependence on foreign inputs for energy, creating opportunities for increased production and expansion. The Jamaica Customs Agency, JCA, and the Jamaica Constabulary Force on Wednesday signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to jointly establish and operate marine bases. The bases are to be established in Rocky Point, Clarendon, James Bond Beach, Oracabessa, St. Mary, and Little Ochi in St. Elizabeth. National Security Minister Robert Montague says the signing will strengthen border control activities.
Protecting our land borders is important, but when you add to that our marine space is 25 times the size of Jamaica, you understand the magnitude of the problem. When you superimpose on top of that the United States strengthening their border protection on their southern border with Mexico, it therefore forces more illegal activities onto the sea, which therefore Jamaica becoming now a transshipment point.
The MOU is expected to provide additional protection through activities such as intercepting suspicious vehicles, persons and or goods, coastal surveillance and intelligence gathering. The government will allocate some $2.5 billion over the next 2 financial years to undertake a re-verification of the voters' list. This was announced by Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw, during the recent sitting of the Standing Finance Committee of Parliament. Under the law, re-verification of the voters' list must be done every 10 years. The last one was completed in 2006.
It is 17 years since the last full enumeration, and 10 years since there has been a re-verification. It will be my recommendation to Cabinet that we carry out a full brand new enumeration exercise that can remove somewhere between 300,000 to 500,000 names from the list that ought not be there.
Minister Shaw says he met with the Director of Elections, Chairman of the Electoral Commission and other representatives last week to discuss the matter. And a contract valued at $2.83 million has been awarded to North Boat Limited for the design, construction and delivery of 3 22 knots pilot boats for the Port Authority of Jamaica, PAJ. Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Roel Reed, says the boats will be used for service to the public and private port facilities in and around the Port of Kingston. Meanwhile, Cabinet also gave approval for a $133.7 million contract to Build Right Construction Company Limited for upgrade works to the Turtle Walk Marina entry to Otarius Bay Beach, the promenade in St. Anne.
Approval has been granted for the award of a contract for the design and construction of 4 steel frame superstructures for the Portmore Business Process Outsourcing Operation Complex in the amount of $6,589,217.81 to American Steel Building Corporation Empresa Constructora de la Vista Limited as a joint venture.
That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.